It's the most award-winning program we've ever had. I mean, I always say this is the best program, and next year's, how can it possibly be better next year? But it is truly an award-winning program. We've got Henry Naylor coming with his show Afghanistan Is Not Funny, an autobiographical piece about his trip to Afghanistan a number of years back as a journalist. He's won multiple awards at the Fringe in Edinburgh this year. Pip Utton is back. He's been doing the Fringe in Edinburgh for 30 years. He gets 5-star awards every single time he's there. And he's always got fantastic quality shows. He did Maggie and Churchill last year, which sold out almost pretty much every performance. And this year he's back with Bacon and Hitchcock, two other interesting characters.
Congratulations on reaching 21 years. Where do you, Steve, find the energy to keep the Fringe going, especially given the last couple of years with the misery of COVID?
I am obviously extremely passionate about what I do. I love living in Prague. I adore what I do. I love the arts, and it's just such a pleasure to put all the pieces together and see it all unfold during the week of the Fringe. It's kind of like having all your birthdays at one go. Perhaps that's a bit of it. I don't know really where the rest of my energy comes. Naivety, maybe.
I was reading that you were talking about taking some form of the Prague Fringe to Ukraine, hopefully. What's that idea?
I mean, of course, Ukraine's on everyone's mind at the moment, and it was scratching my head thinking, what could I do personally to help? And then an email popped up from a guy in Kyiv called Alex Borovinsky. And he said, hey, you're doing English language theatre in Prague. We do English language theatre in Kyiv. And I was like, okay. And he said, hey, we've got a show. Can we bring it to your festival? And it was like 2 months ago. And I said, well, not really, because we're fully booked. But yes, bring it. So we squeezed it in. It's called A Book of Sirens. And there will be 4 performances only in a really small venue. So if you want to see that, you'd need to get tickets in advance. It's an adaptation of a play which is set in a bunker in Germany in World War II. And they directed it and put the piece together in their theatre, which is in a cellar, a basement theatre, which is also, as he told me when we first met online, their air raid shelter. Prior to meeting him, actually, I was sort of brainstorming the idea of what could I do in terms of Ukraine. And I thought, well, there's no Fringe in Ukraine, and there's a world of Fringes out there. Let's pool these resources together and say, you know, let's pre-celebrate the end of this horrific invasion of Ukraine by bringing the world's arts to Ukraine and celebrate with them when this is all over.